up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Alrighty, here we go, gang. Back to work with another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Back for another week. I got a bunch of polka records, and I'm fixing to play them, so I hope you're ready. Is your dancing shoes on, or at least pour another cup of coffee or something? Here we go. Boy, it's been a heck of a week. We'll discuss that as we get the show rolling here. I have two completely ridiculous records to start the show with, and I did not plan this. How does this happen? Sometimes I'm pulling records for the show, and I'm like, what? How did I get all these weird records? Let's start out with the Naturals. I think Whitey's doing the singing, as a matter of fact. Remember the old TV show Laugh-In? They used to say, you bet your bippy. Well, this song is from that era. This is the sweet bippy polka to get us rolling.
With freckles on her bippy, the men all stare, the women giggle when they see that bippy wiggle. Three cheers for Skippy's bippy. The men all stare, the women giggle when they see that bippy wiggle. Three cheers for Skippy's bippy.
Really, do we really want to see Skippy's bippy? I'm not sure about that. There's the Naturals, anyway, and the sweet bippy polka getting us roadie. I was right, by the way. It was Whitey doing the singing with the Naturals on that classic tune here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Back for another week of spinning the polka records like we do every week here on the show. Glad you're along with us for another round of all this nonsense. Man, I tell you what a week it's been. I fell down yesterday. And, I was walking to the post office, which is, like, not quite a block away, and I was walking down the alley, and you know how alleys are. They're not exactly the best pavement in the world, and there was a chunk of fresh heaving asphalt that I didn't see, and I kicked it and tripped over it and landed on the asphalt and scraped up my arm and my hand and my wrist and my knee. And me being a crazy man, you know, and like I say, it's not even a block to the post office. I was like, well, I'm almost there. I'm going to keep going. So I keep walking to the post office. And by the time I get there, I'm bleeding all over the place. I'm like, I need some stamps. You better hurry up because I'm bleeding all over your counter. And, you know, this is a small town. Everybody knows everybody. It's not like, you know, I was showing up in, you know, a downtown city post office or something. But, man, I got a lot of Band-Aids all over me. And I hurt in places that I've never hurt before because it wasn't a good landing at all. But I think I'm going to be just fine. But I'm sitting here trying to type and run all these controls and all these Band-Aids on. It's like, yeah, what a week it's been, huh? All right, I told you I had at least two completely nutty records in the show this week, and they're the first two I grabbed. Walt Sisolak and his musical ambassadors, and you may recognize this one.
Afraid to come out of the locker, she was as nervous as she could be. She was afraid to come out of the locker, she was afraid that somebody would see. It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini, so in the locker she wanted to stay.
Right, Rossostig, right.
Afraid to come out of the water, and I wonder what she's going to do. Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and the poor little girl's turning blue. It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini, so in the water she wanted to stay.
Uh-huh, see the itsy-bitsy polka. I know, the itsy-bitsy teeny-weeny yellow polka dot bikini, which was a hit song for Brian Hyland back in the 60s. But there it is, done up polka style here on the show. I told you, it's a weird show this week. And I did not, you know, I kind of pull records randomly. I don't flip through them and go, oh, here's a weird one, let's play that. I try to mix them up by ethnicity a little bit so I don't do like a whole show of all Polish style or a whole thing of like all Slav records or whatever. I try to mix it up, but I don't know what happened, and it's not getting any better because now we rebound back to turntable number two with Stanky and his Pennsylvania coal miners. I promise I did not plan this. My wife gets drunk polka.
Ha 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 ha! gonna do? My wife gets drunk. Oh, what I'm gonna do? My wife always drunk. I, good man, bring her payda. She buy vodka, that's my keda. Oh, what I'm gonna do? My wife gets drunk. I'm gonna do, my wife always drunk. Supper no on the table, Keda sleep on the table. Oh, what I'm gonna do, my wife gets drunk. I'm gonna do, my wife gets drunk. Oh, what I'm gonna do, my wife always drunk. I no more eat hot suppers, only old cold fried fritters. Oh, what I'm gonna do, my wife gets drunk.
All right, there you see, My Wife Gets Drunk. The weird songs just keep on coming this week here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show, and before we get over here to Richie Gamolka, let's talk about the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. And, you know, hey, pay them a visit if you're going to be in the area. If you're not going to be in the area, you should be. Maybe not this week. There's a lot of snow and icky stuff in the forecast up here in the upper Midwest. But hey, check them out online. You can do that while you're sitting there in your jammies in your slippers sipping on a cocoa, which is probably not what you're doing if you're in California or Texas or Florida or somewhere. But hey, check them out anyway. Worldofaccordions.org is where you find them online. Look at that beautiful concert hall. Look at some of those 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display. Look at that gift shop full of fun stuff that you're not going to find anyplace else. And I'm telling you, you can order some of that stuff right there online. And it is not too early to be thinking about Christmas shopping, especially if you're mail ordering and then you want to wrap things and send them to relatives and whatnot. So have a look, why don't you, at worldofaccordions.org. It's a fascinating place, and you should visit when the opportunity presents itself. All right, now let's go to Richie Gamolka. This is the Girls in My Life polka and the first normal record of the week.
Miałem dziewki, co mnie płakali. Jedna mnie płakała i ściskała, bo mnie chciała. Druga mnie też chciała, a spłakała, bo mnie nie miała. A trzecia najmilsza była moja, moja żona. Jak byłem samotny, miałem grosze i dobre czasy. Teraz nie samotny, nie jestem sam, żoneczkę mam.
And there you go. the Richie Gomulka there, Girls in My Life polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. And sure, they're singing in Polish, but it's the first normal record I played so far today. So we'll see how long that holds out. Maybe for another record anyway, huh? I want to mention, of course, that you can always get in touch with us here at the Oompa Hour, and there are a multitude of ways in which you can do that. You can leave a phone message, you know, like with actual talking, or send a text to area code 218-259-2985. If that doesn't work, you can always email us, oompahour@aol.com. And if that doesn't work, there's always Facebook. Ah, yes, the ever-popular Facebook, Facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. We'll do it for you. If you have requests, dedication, question, comments, just want to say hi or send us a stupid meme, hey, I don't care. I'm up for any of that. All right, we have the Polka Country Musicians up next. This record happens to be from 1978, and it's the I'm Polish Polka.
I was just a little lad, only 3'3". I used to ask my mama what is nationality. My mama, she would pick me up and hug me oh so tight and sing this little song to me. So then I saw the light. I'm Polish, I'm Polish, I'm Polish as can be. I'm Polish, I'm Polish, I'm Polish proud you see. I'm Polish, I'm Polish, I want the world to see that recognition of my blood is nationality. And now that I am all grown up with my own family tree, I'd like to teach my children about nationality. We gather round the fireplace and then before too long we start to sing that melody of Mama's Polish song. I'm Polish, I'm Polish, I'm Polish as can be. I'm Polish, I'm Polish, I'm Polish proud you see. I'm Polish, I'm Polish, I want the world to see that recognition of my blood is nationality. So when I die, I plan to go up to the pearly gate and take with me a lot of friends, oh let that be my fate. St. Peter, he will open up and throw the key away, cause God will say let heaven be a Polish holiday. I'm Polish, I'm Polish, I'm Polish as can be. I'm Polish, I'm Polish, I'm Polish proud to see. I'm Polish, I'm Polish, I want the world to see that recognition of my blood is nationality. I'm Polish, I'm Polish, I'm Polish as can be. I'm Polish, I'm Polish, I'm Polish proud to see. I'm Polish, I'm Polish, I want the world to see that recognition of my blood is nationality. I'm Polish, I'm Polish, I'm Polish as can be. I'm Polish, I'm Polish, I'm Polish proud to see. I'm Polish, I'm Polish, I want the world to see that recognition of my blood is nationality.
There you go, the Polka Country Musicians there, and obviously I'm Polish Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, because it's old-time music, and they're all oldies, and they're all coming to you off of a genuine vinyl phonograph records like they do on every show here. You know, now we played like one, two, three, four, five records in a row that all had singing in them, and they all were Polish style. I got to mix this up a little bit. Let's do something German style, huh? How about the Chimney Sweep Polka? Here's the Granateers. ¶¶ There you go, the Chimney Sweep Polka and the Graniteers here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Mighty happy you're along with this week as we spin the polka records like we do every week here on the show. And it's about time I got a German style in there. But now, oh, we go back to Polish style again. Why? Because it was the next record on the stack. Patty Shimoleski, who now is a completely fine grown-up adult. But back when this record was made, she was like 9 years old. I think it was nine. Made this record. Of course, the Shimoleski, Shimoleski Funtime Band, Shimoleski Orchestra, Shimoleski Brothers, Florian Shimoleski, Minnesota State Senator, who's been playing accordion like since they were invented, I think. And yeah, Patty made this record with the family band back when she was just a little kid. So there she is, and my Polish boyfriend. She's a little young in this record to be having boyfriends. There you have it, Patty Shimoleski singing about her Polish boyfriend. I wonder how that worked out when she was nine, anyway, huh? Oh, anyway, there you have it here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show, spinning records, doing it every week. Glad you're with us here. Yeah, they're talking about snow here in northern Minnesota. See, next week I'll be able to report to you on whether or not the snow actually showed up that they're talking about. Because even for us, it's a good couple of weeks early. And then everyone always says, yeah, well, remember the Halloween blizzard of 1991. And I'm telling you want to know, look it up. Type in Halloween blizzard, Minnesota, 1991. You see people out there with their kids trick-or-treating in like 4 feet of snow. We're like, what? And it just seems like it gets earlier and earlier and earlier. I don't know. you're tired of dressing the kids like Eskimos and sending them out there for trick-or-treats, you know. All right, how about something else German style maybe, huh? Six fat Dutchmen? Can't get much more German than that. You know what they say? They say there is a tavern in the town. Yeah, there is that tavern in the town. They've seen it, every one of the Six Fat Dutchmen here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. We've had German style now. We've had Polish style. How about Slovenian style? Cleveland style, in fact. One of my favorite bands, Kenny Bass and his Polka Poppers. Not only a great band with a great sound, but a great name, huh? Kenny Bass and his Polka Poppers? Because, you know, like Bass, like the, what was that, lure they had, the popper, was it the, it'll come to me. Mary is the pop, some kind of lure used for catching bass fish. Poppers, bass poppers, fish. I'll never think of it. But anyway, here's the Queen of Hearts Polka, Kenny Bass and the Polka Poppers. Johnny Bass and the Polka Popper. Hula Poppers! That's what it was! It just came to me in a flash at that instant. That when I was talking, that had to be how they got the name. Kenny Bass and the Polka Poppers, because the Hula Poppers was the lure that you would use to catch bass. It just, I feel so much better now. You know how that is? You think of something that's on the tip of your tongue or the edge of your brain or wherever it is, and you just can't quite get it, and all of a sudden, wham, there it is. Oh, I feel so much better. You can't believe, man. It's amazing. Hey, I heard a really bad joke today. You want to hear it? Did you hear about the people with diarrhea? They're real easy going. Ah, that's terrible. Don't tell that to anybody. Here's Happy Louie. This is called Love and Peace. Ah, how lovely.
Now let everybody listen. I need some help from you. Just like the springtime needs the rain. Let's cut out those Polish jokes. We're as good as other folks. Polish blood is flowing through my veins. I was born in Massachusetts in a little country town. Love all its winding roads and lanes. My grandpa Jadek spoils me. My babciu never frowns. Polish blood is flowing through my veins. Join me in this song. Sing it loud and strong. Love one in peace and harmony. Stop those Polish jokes and love those Polish folks. Polish blood is flowing through my veins. There's a Wausau, Indiana, and a New World, Lidice. There's Muskie and Poland up in Maine. Brother Yashu's in Hawaii and Kasia's in L.A. Polish blood is flowing through my veins. Paderewski, that great artist, gave up his whole career to guide his land with gentle rain. And Pulaski died a hero when he fought right over here. Polish blood is flowing through my veins. Join me in this song and sing it loud and strong. Love one in peace and harmony. Stop those Polish jokes and love those Polish folks. Polish blood is flowing through my veins. We have always fought for freedom. Our heroes are renowned. Down with inequality and chains. Like the trumpeter of Krakow, let's always stand our ground. Polish blood is flowing through my veins. Our heritage is splendid, and when history is true, there'll be a roll call of great names. Marshal Piłsudski will be there, and Kościuszko too. Polish blood is flowing through my veins. Join me in this song, and sing it loud and strong. Love one in peace and harmony. Stop those Polish jokes, and love those Polish folks. Polish blood is flowing through my veins. So don't make fun of the Polish, the Italians or the Greek. Portuguese, the French, the Swede or Dane. Cause America can give us the freedom that we seek. Polish blood is flowing through my veins. Yes, I come from Massachusetts, where Minutemen stood firm, fighting for freedom, not for fame. And this Polish heart within me for America will burn. Polish blood is flowing through my veins. Join me in this song and sing it loud and strong. Love one in peace and harmony. Stop those Polish jokes and love those Polish folks. Polish blood is flowing through my veins.
Aha, Happy Louie there. Ah, yeah, Love and Peace here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Always fans of Love and Peace here on the show, that's for sure. You know what I got to do, too, is we're over halfway through the show, and I have not yet located a waltz for this week. We always have a waltz in every show. I'm just looking through the records here in my stack. See, polka, polka. There's another polka. There's a polka. There's another one. I have not a waltz. I'm going to have to find a waltz here I'll do that while you listen to Norm Dombrowski and the Happy Notes sing the Astronaut Polka.
Everyone shoot the moon, happy birthday pretty soon. Everyone is feeling fine, having a big kielbasa time. Da-ra-ra-boo today, did you get yours today? I got mine yesterday, that's why I feel so gay. Da-ra-ra-boo today, did you get yours today? I got mine yesterday, that's why I walk this way. Moon, any friend or Jan or June, you don't know what we do just to be in space with you. Everyone shoot the moon, happy birthday pretty soon. Jerry, Jerry, he is hot, he wants to be an astronaut. Da-ra-ra-boo today, did you get yours today? I got mine yesterday, that's why I feel so gay. Da-ra-ra-boo today, did you get yours today? I got mine yesterday, that's why I walk this way. Everyone shoot the moon, happy birthday pretty soon. You don't know what I got, let me be your astronaut. Everyone shoot the moon, happy birthday pretty soon. Now girls don't play hard to get, just give us a little bit. Da-ra-ra-boop today, did you get yours today? I got mine yesterday, that's why I feel so gay. Da-ra-ra-boop today, did you get yours today? I got mine yesterday, that's why I walk this way.
Yeah, right. Norm Dombrowski in the Happy Notes, the Astronaut Polka. I don't know. Every time I play that record, I think it sounds dirty. Maybe not. I don't know. I'm just telling you. All right. Well, while you were listening to all that silliness, I did find us a waltz for the show this week. We always do a waltz, dancers. You ready to slow it down a little bit and do a little waltzing around the living room with that man with the magic fingers from the Lawrence Welk Show? You remember Myron Florin? Here he is with the Saturday Night Waltz. All right, there you have it there, doing the Saturday Night Waltz with Myron Florin here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Now, speaking of old-time and oldies, I get requests for this next record from time to time to time to time, and I don't play it that often for a number of reasons. First of all, the record, the recording quality is not that good, and that's because it's a very, very old record with a very, very old recording, and it's a reissue from an old recording, which makes it like second or third generation, which makes it even worse. And I don't really know that it's a polka or a waltz. It's definitely an old-time record. And man, oh man, oh man, I get an occasional request for this now. Back 40 years ago, maybe longer than that. How old am I? Yeah, about 40 years ago. The polka station I worked at, we got requests for this by the ton on a regular basis, week after week after week. So I always held on to a copy of it because old-time people love it. And it's one of those classics. It was recorded in Minneapolis back in the 50s. May have even been the late 40s now that I think about it, because my first copy was on a 78, but this one's on a 45. Here's Slim Jim and Nicolina.
When you're in love, you're in an awful torture. Whoever tried it will not disagree. I was so very fond of Nicolina, and Nicolina just as fond of me. I asked her dad about her hand in marriage, and got the answer in the strangest way. I never yet have left from any doorstep in such a hurry as I did that day. So I went home and wrote to Nicolina, oh Nicolina, won't you meet me soon? Meet me in the woods on Wednesday evening, and be there with the rising of the moon. Oh, Nicolina, oh, Nicolina, and be there with the rising of the moon. And there I met the figure disconcerting, the moon no greater glory could attain. The one I met was Nicolina's papa, armed with the meanest, most disturbing cane. And then my knees, how they began to tremble. I tried to run, but there was not a chance. For in the wood, while on my knees I stumbled, the cane began to do a polka dance. So I went home and wrote to Nicolina, there's not the slightest bit of hope in me. If you don't end me of this awful torture, I'll end it all by jumping in the sea. Oh Nicolina, oh Nicolina, I'll end it all by jumping in the sea. And Nicolina answered in a hurry, oh darling Carl, don't be so unwise. A suicide is nothing but a dumbbell, why don't you wait until the old man dies? And now I wait, and so does Nicolina, to see the old man kick the bucket through. And on his grave we're planting for remembrance the cane he used upon beneath the moon. Oh Nicolina, oh Nicolina, the cane he used upon beneath the moon.
I'm telling you, I gotta find a nicer copy of that record. That is a classic, though. Slim Jim and Nicolina here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. By the way, on the flip side, same song, except he sings it in Norwegian. Yeah, he does. So with that, let's pick it up a little bit, huh? Here's an oldie but a goodie. Oh, wait, they're all oldies. Here's Bernie Witkowski and the Silver Bell Orchestra. This is the Teenager's Polka.
Thank you.
That is the Teenager's Polka. I don't know why it's called that. Seems like it'd be suitable for anybody. Bernie Witkowski there with the Silver Bell Orchestra here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, and I just looked at the old clock on the wall, and I'm like, how is it possible we have got this close to the end of the show already? I swear we just started this thing a minute ago. Anyway, we're going to jam in a couple more records, maybe three if we're lucky. I got Whoopi John's Orchestra doing one of those records everybody knows. We're going to do In Heaven There Is No Beer. So dancers and revelers, get ready for that coming up. But first, let's do this.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Kebs Records in downtown Bowie. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Kebs Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service, too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bowie. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Kebs Records, downtown Bowie.
All right, I think we're going to get a couple of more records into the show this week. I just can't imagine how the time went by so fast. It's like, holy cow. All right, here's one everybody knows. I expect you all to be dancing and hooping, hollering, and carrying on. Here's the Whoopi John Orchestra. In Heaven, There Is No Beer.
We'll be right back.
jumped in on the ending. They were still singing. They're not. They're really done. Don't you hate it when the disc jockey does that? Trying to run a tight show and you jump right in there. And then you realize, oh, there was one more round coming. Whoopi John's Orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. We got time to slip in one more little tune here in this week's show. Let's do Little Richard and his Polka All-Stars. This is the Wrong Number Polka. Man, it's been a week for silly records, hasn't it?
Just the other day, a girl had stole my heart away, although I've never seen this girl before. Then I thought I would take a chance, and so I asked her for a dance. We danced until we couldn't dance no more. I asked if I could take her home tomorrow, call her on the phone, and try to get a date with her sometime. And then she kind of smiled at me and gave her number happily. She said that I could call her anytime. I call her Monday, she's too busy. Tuesday, she feels dizzy. Wednesday, her line is busy. Guess I'll try again. I phone her Thursday, busy knitting. Friday, babysitting. A row number she turned out to be. Now the times really changed my life. That girl so soon became my wife. I went down to her home to ask her out. Now I feel proud of what I've done. I love her, she's the only one. I found out what love is all about. And after many years of love, I just thank the Lord above for this girl that I chose for my wife. I laugh at how I had to wait just to get a date with this girl who has been my whole life. I call her Monday, she's too busy. Tuesday, she feels dizzy. Wednesday, her line is busy. Yes, I'll try again. I phone her Thursday, busy knitting. Friday, babysitting. My life's number she turned out to be.
All right, there you go. Lil Richard and his Polka All-Stars there. That is the Wrong Number Polka. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show, and by golly, I don't know, time goes so fast. I feel like I just sat down to do the show like two records ago. Crazy, man, crazy. How time flies when you're having fun. See, maybe you had fun, and you're like, how could it be over already? It's just a sad thing.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association, World of Accordions Museum, and Kebs Records. I'll get another stack of records. Let's make a date to meet. Let's make a date to meet here next week, same place, same time. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.